Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This is guest host Andrew Horowitz, author of The Disciplined Investor. And today on Money Girl, I'll be discussing the importance of asset allocation and how it alone can shape your financial future. Do you want to start investing but don't know where to start? Are you already investing but think that your portfolio has too much volatility? A listener writes in, I have a 401k plan, a few bank accounts, mutual funds, and some real estate. It seems that all of my investments are going down on a regular basis, and I hate to open the mail when it's statement time. How do I put together a plan that I can stop worrying about? It is really starting to get to me. Well, thanks for that question. It's a great one and very timely. Okay, let's start off with one of those fancy financial terms, break it apart, and then figure out how we can make it work for your situation. The term, asset allocation. This is probably one of the most important parts of the portfolio planning process. Your portfolio needs to be a mix of several different asset classes, many different investment vehicles, and different types of industries. These can include things like money markets, bonds, stocks, real estate, precious metals, luxury items, and maybe even foreign currency. If we roll up our sleeves a bit and delve even deeper into the portfolio logistics, we can further separate each asset into classes by size, maybe large cap, mid cap, and small cap, as well as style, such as growth, blend, or value. What is in your portfolio is a matter of personal preference and should be carefully planned to weigh out the amount of risk that you're willing to accept. But as long as you have an asset allocation roadmap planned out, that part is much easier. The one word you will likely hear most when talking or reading about asset allocation is diversification. Basically, it's just another one of those fancy financial terms that simply means spreading your assets out amongst various different sectors and classes in order to reduce risk. So why should you have a diversified portfolio? Wouldn't it be just better to jump in on a hot stock and put all your money into that, or maybe even buy a few parcels of land and develop that? The short answer is that it is rare that any two markets will be soaring at the same time. Thus, you might have all your money in real estate and the market tanks, like it just did. What then? Not a pretty picture. By diversifying your portfolio, you are reducing the risk of loss during market setbacks. If one market fails, well, it's okay, because you still have other groups of asset classes that will hold up. And chances are that while one may be in trouble, another one will be moving up in value.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
In my book, The Disciplined Investor, I talk about a portfolio and compare it to a flower garden. If your garden is full of impatience, it will look gorgeous when it's in full bloom. But if you live in Florida, like me, during the summer, they will be a dead pile of rotting muck. On the other hand, if you have a garden with some impatiens, some rose bushes, and even a few evergreens like money markets, and maybe a few annuals and perennials, something is sure to be in bloom at any given time of the year. That is how your portfolio should be as well. The trick is to have investments with different risks and styles, sectors, and in different regions to allow for profits to bloom over time. Another important factor to consider when planning your asset allocation is your time frame. Are these investments going to be lifelong commitments, or do you plan on changing or trading them throughout the year? The longer your projected timeline is, the more risk you can take because you'll be able to wait out the various investment cycles. The asset allocation process helps you weed and feed your garden. So if one asset drops, you may want to bring that back into alignment by shifting monies into the lower cost ones. Since you may be in no rush to withdraw your money, it will have plenty of time to recover, and your lower basis may help to add profits down the road. This type of disciplined investment process can have some amazing long-term benefits and set up a happy retirement if properly planned and tended to. Remember, asset allocation is one of the first and one of the most important components when planning your portfolio strategy. It has been proven that what's in your portfolio is important, but not nearly as important as your diversification and the division of assets. Cha-ching! And that's all for now. Courtesy of Andrew Horowitz, your guest host for Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. And thanks for Bill and Lilac for sending in questions on asset allocation. We're going to send you a copy of my book, The Disciplined Investor, Essential Strategies for Success, for helping us with this episode. This is Andrew Horowitz sitting in for the Money Girl. Listen to my weekly podcast, The Disciplined Investor, also available on iTunes. More information on asset allocation and how to balance your portfolio is available on the Quick and Dirty Tips website. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Thanks for listening.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.